John. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Beverly, thank you so much for inviting me. It's good to be in conversation with you. And thank you to everyone that's tuned in.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's do this together. We'll say it together and we'll switch things up a little bit. Nice to hear you.
Absolutely.
Well, I have enjoyed listening to your talks for the longest time. But true story, it all started back in 2004 when I was first introduced to you. There was a women's conference, the Joyce Meyer Women's Conference in Birmingham. So I tagged along with my mum and my aunt to this women's conference. And we actually took my dad and my cousin Leon with us so that, of course, you wouldn't be left out and you wouldn't be the only guy at this women's conference, right? And I was just so amazed because you were such a breath of fresh air because you were so funny, so humorous, but so practical at the same time. And that was the first time I'd heard a Christian talk like that. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Like, because if you have an attention span like mine, if you're someone like that, you really need something to keep you engaged, to keep listening to the whole talk. And I definitely did. And actually, a few months before that, my beloved big brother, Ashley, one of the best big brothers ever, and a real warrior in the faith, he had gone to be with Jesus. And so we had peace from the get-go. But for the first time since that had happened, listening to your talk, we experienced pure joy for the first time since then. And I remember just looking around and seeing the faces of my mum and dad, and they were full out laughing. So just to see them and hear them laugh again like that, it was so wonderful.
Oh, Beverly, lovely to hear that story. And I'm reminded of what Nehemiah said, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And yes, your brother was promoted to glory, and it can be painful, but laughter can be very therapeutic.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad it was both for you and your family.
Yeah, Proverbs, you know, laughter is good medicine, so for sure. So since that time, Dejon, I've always wondered, where does the humor come from? Like, is that just part of your personality? Did you decide one day, you know, Christian talks don't need to be stiff, so I'm going to make sure I make them engaging? Where does the humor come from?
Beverly, listen, I'm not trying to be anybody else.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important truth and a principle.
Yeah.
Just be yourself. And I mean, I find things really funny. Find them funny. I actually think Jesus was funny many, many times, but sometimes we don't always understand Hebrew humor.
Yeah.
You know, like when he said to the disciples, before you take the speck out of in your brother's eye, take the telegraph pole out of your own eye. You know, Hebrew humor is humor by exaggeration.
Sure.
I mean, I can imagine, you know, the disciples go, oh, Jesus, that was really good. That was funny. And I think sometimes we're a little bit cautious about being humorous, enjoyment, but why would you not enjoy the goodness of the Lord?
Absolutely. Well, today you are a world-renowned speaker and evangelist. You've written over 50 books, actually. That's incredible. But someone like me, I always question when I see someone who's doing so good and just on fire for the Lord, I always wonder, where did it start from? Now, I know the story because I've watched that episode of Facing the Canon. But for our listener who may not know the story, how did it start for you? Who or what first led you to Jesus?
Well, I wasn't brought up to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was within a kind of Orthodox, Greek Orthodox family, culturally Greek, not really religious in that sense. So I didn't really know anything. My understanding of Christianity was a misunderstanding. And I would say that that's true for so many people today. that a lot of people's understanding of Christianity is a misunderstanding. But I went to college in London, and it was my first day at college. This guy came up to me and said to me, "Are you Greek?" And I said, "Yeah, I am. I'm Greek Cypriot." And I said, "Are you Greek Cypriot?" And he said, "Yes." And he was called Andy Economides, and he was a Christian. And in my first year, he told me about Jesus. He gave me a Bible. He taught me the message of the Bible. And I received Christ on the 9th of February, 1975. I remember at my baptism, Beverly, I said this: "My friend Andy built a bridge from him to me. And when he did, Christ Jesus walked over it."
Wow, that's incredible. That's so wonderful. And it just really, you know, emphasizes the fact that we needn't be shy. You know, if you're listening today and you've got a friend out there who you think can do with hearing about Jesus, do it. You know, don't be afraid. Do it, because you never know what it would lead to.
And Beverly, absolutely. There are two reasons, Beverly, today why people are not yet Christians.
Yeah.
One, they've never met a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they have met a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, the point I'm making there, Beverly, is that you and I can either hinder or help someone in their journey of faith. And mm-hmm. I want to encourage all listeners who love Jesus, be more intentional in praying, in caring, and sharing.
Thank you for that. Since that time, Kate, you became a Christian. Now, that could have looked like anything. So you're a great speaker. You could have just gone to TV and radio, which you're doing now too, but you could have just done that primarily, or could have been an actor maybe, or just maybe had a simple day job, gone and worked for a corporation. But why ministry? What called you to that? Why did you decide this is what I want to do?
Well, the day after I received Jesus, I knew something had happened. I knew. But obviously, I didn't have the vocabulary to articulate what was going on in my heart and mind. And where I lived and where I went to college was about a mile. And I used to walk. So I walked to the college and I saw a homeless man. So this is the day after I received Christ.
Wow.
And I said to the homeless man, "Have you had breakfast?" He said, "No." I said, "Do you want breakfast?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Well, I'll take you for breakfast." So I took him for breakfast. And I said, "Where do you hang out?" He says, "You know where you've met me? That's where I hang out in the mornings. And then in the afternoons, I go to the library and then the park." And I said, no. "Where do you normally hang out?" He says, "You know where you met me? That's where I hang out." And I thought, wait a minute. If he's telling me the truth, that means Monday to Friday throughout September, October, November, December, January, I walked past him and I never saw him. But my first day as a Christian, and I see homeless people, and I've never spoken to a homeless person before that. And I said, "Look, I'm a student. I can't do this every day, but would you like breakfast once a week?" And he said, "Oh, I'd love breakfast once a week." I said, "Well, great." And he said, "Oh, can I bring my friends?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And so we agreed that he could bring three friends. So we started a Bible club once a week.
Wow.
And with breakfast. And then I went to college. I saw my friend Andy. I said, "Andy, I received Christ last night." He said, "That's wonderful." He said, "Let's talk at lunchtime." And then I went to a lecture and I sat next to my friend Richard Gamble. And I said, "Richard, I became a Christian last night." He said, "Did you?" I said, "I did." I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "I don't know." So I led him to the Lord in the lecture.
Gosh.
I mean, not very well, but I did. Like, "Hey, Richard, you got to pray this prayer. You got to open the door. You got to let Jesus in." And then I took Richard at lunchtime to meet Andy. And I said, "Andy, Richard's a Christian." And Andy said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Richard, I've not met you before. How long have you been a Christian?" And he's like, "Well, about 30 minutes ago." And then Richard, Andy, and I went to the student union to register a new society called the Christian Union.
Wow.
And Andy was the president, Richard was the treasurer, and I became the secretary.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's how it began.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just passionate about introducing Jesus to other people.
That's fantastic.
And then, Beverly, people started saying, J. John, you're an evangelist. And I said, what's an evangelist? And they were like, someone like Billy Graham. I said, who's Billy Graham? Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of Billy Graham. Anyway, it went on like that. And I realized that was my calling.
Yeah, that's incredible. And speaking of Christian Union, that's been such a blessing to me in my secondary school years and college as well. So that's incredible to just hear how you decided, okay, we're going to register this new society, if you will, the Christian Union, and just the impact that it's made over the years. Oh.
But then, Beverly, my friend, Harun Kala, he was the president of the Islamic Society.
Mm.
And I said to him, Harun, I said, we want to come and study the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, do you? I said, oh, yeah. I said, we want to learn all about the Quran and Islam. And because they had Islamic studies on a Friday.
Yeah.
So I said, look, how about we come to you and you all come to us for the Christian Union?
Okay.
So Andy, Richard and I and two Christian lecturers went to Islamic studies. And then we had about 50 Muslims came to Christian Union.
Wow. Gosh, imagine that. And any converts?
What was amazing, Beverly, was that, you know, we weren't brilliant communicators, but when we couldn't get any speakers, Andy and I would get up and speak.
Yeah.
I think the Lord looked down and probably thought, they're not very good, but I love it that they're having a go, and I'll bless them.
Yeah.
And I think God blesses our efforts.
Absolutely.
And there's that lovely scripture that says, if we honour God, God will honour us.
Mm.
So we sowed lots of seed in lots of people's lives, and a number of people from different ethnic backgrounds received Christ.
That's incredible. Wow, that's wonderful. Well, we mentioned a bit earlier on that you've written so many books, over 50. And I was wondering if we had to recommend just the one book. I know it's tough, but just the one book to our listeners today, which one would you pick and why?
All right. Okay. I'm going to mention three.
Okay. That's okay. Go
all
for
right.
It.
Okay. Here we go. Right. During lockdown, first of all, I felt, I should write to encourage our kind of constituency.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote an article on a hero of the faith. And just telling the story of a Christian, very simply, with not too many words. And I wrote one, William Wilberforce, and then my wife said, you should do another one next week. So this was during lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept going. Anyway, I wrote 118 weekly Heroes of the Faith. And we published the first 50 of them in a coffee table book. And do you know, these heroes, these are some of them you may have heard of, many of them most people wouldn't have heard of, from different continents, different cultures, men and women, just doing the will of God. And I'll tell you, in me, Beverly, it infused faith, hope, and love.
That's wonderful.
And if you want to have a faith lift, I would encourage you to get hold of Heroes of the Faith from canonjdon.com, and it will inspire your faith hearing the stories. I wrote another book, Will I Be Fat in Heaven? And in that book, I mean, that actually is a serious question, because the question is, what am I going to look like in heaven?
Mm-hmm.
And I took people say to me, oh, how long did that book take you to write? And I say, well, it took me 40 years because I've been thinking about all of these questions. Mm-hmm. So basically, I've taken nearly 40 questions about all sorts of things. You know, why do bad things happen to good people? Mm-hmm. Why is there suffering in the world? World religions. What happens when a baby dies? What's heaven like? And I've tried, according to how much we have in the Bible, mm-hmm. to illuminate some kind of truth for all of these questions. And this book can help Christians mm-hmm. know a little bit about how to answer difficult questions. But it's also a book to give away to other people.
Okay.
And my third book, Beverly, would be Jesus Christ, the Truth.
Okay.
Many Christians don't always know what the evidence is and what the truth is about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote the book to give all the evidence for Jesus. Who was he? How do we know he was the truth? What did he say? What does it mean today? And that book can be given to unchurched people.
Yeah.
But so many Christians who read it have said to me, they never knew half of it.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for summarizing those. And I'm sure it was a tough pick, but that's wonderful. And actually, speaking of heroes of the faith, I'm very excited to be getting my copy from Amazon, actually, if I must say.
Brilliant.
And I'm just the same. When I hear true stories of Christians who just, you know, stepped up, that gives me so much courage. And I know you've mentioned some incredible people like Rosa Parks,
yes.
a scientist who started a world-changing, game-changing vaccine as
yes.
well. So I'm just really looking forward to having right. it on my coffee table and really soaking it up. So here's what we're going to do, because every now and then we have giveaways on our Saturday evening show. So the three books you've mentioned there, we're going to give them away on UCB Ireland, and we're excited to do so. But I have a bit of homework for you, if you don't mind, Jay Don, because how we usually do it is we set a multiple choice question, because, you know, we're rooting for our listeners. We want them to win. So if that's okay with you, I would like you to just come up with three multiple choice questions and just an A, B, C option. And what we'll do is we'll start off with Heroes of the Faith, and then we'll go in order every week and we'll give away a copy of each book. So if you don't mind, I would love for you to come up with the questions
right.
for our listeners.
Well, okay, well, first of all, Beverly, I'm going to donate three copies of Heroes of the Faith, three copies of Will I Be Fat in Heaven, and three copies of Jesus Christ the Truth.
Wow.
I'm going to donate them to you. And so that you can give them to more
Aww,
people.
Thank you. That's
okay.
so kind.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jay Don. So starting from this week, every week we're going to air that question out. And yes, thank you so much for so kindly donating
pleasure.
Three copies. And come on, guys, we're rooting for you. Well, just lastly then, Jay Don, to the very Christian who's listening in today, for whatever reason, they just feel worn out, a bit burdened. It could be due to the financial crisis, maybe a loved one is sick, maybe they're unwell. Whatever it is, as a brother, as a friend, what would be the one piece of advice you would give them to lift up their spirit today?
Well, as you were asking that question, Beverly, a scripture came to my mind. Words of Jesus, where Jesus said, come unto me, all those of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And a modern translation of that verse would be, come unto me, all those of you that are stressed, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all those of you who are burnt out, and I will give you rest. So my encouragement to you, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling burdened,
mm-hmm.
is to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith. And one of the things I do, I carry a cross with me, a little cross with me all the time. And if ever I'm stressed, anxious in any way, I just sometimes hold the little cross.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't even have to say anything because you're letting Jesus know that you want to cling to him and cling to Jesus. So let me say a prayer. Lord, for everyone who's feeling stressed, burdened, burnt out, weary, grieving, Lord, we pray your presence, your peace. You are the comforter. May you comfort. And as you said, come unto me, all those of you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Lord, we're asking that you will give us that rest that you spoke about, that only you can offer. So I pray peace, presence of Jesus, and protection. And for any people who are concerned about their health, I pray for the great physician to release his healing power and his healing presence on you and in you and with you. I pray God's blessing, the blessing of God the Father, the blessing of God the Son, and the blessing of God the Holy Spirit be with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Jay John. That's wonderful.
Beverly, it was a joy to be in conversation with you. Thank you very much for having me on. And if anyone wants to know more about what we do, please go to canonjjohn.com or if you want to follow me on social media, canonjjohn. And if this has helped and inspired you, send me a message.
Awesome.
God bless you.
God bless you too. Thank you.